welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Show. Podcast. Comic.
I like that you have...
Drinking.
I like,
that's what I'm doing right now.
I like that you have, when we start a lot of our shows, you do the intro, and then you just think of a noun.
I don't know what else to do after I do the intro.
Well, don't really.
It's like I've reached the end of like words.
Well, you know, it's funny because
I've got no more words.
No, it's funny because like I feel like because you do the intro.
Uh huh.
And then
do you want to do the intro?
No, because I sound like a garbage man.
You don't sound like a garbage man.
Yeah, I do. I sound like I can barely get words out. You know what's funny is I've been thinking about how proud I am of creating those playlists because my voice for the music that I. Put together that I for the radio shows I did, because my voice is not anywhere on them, because I am not going in between being like, well, that was that was some primer.
You don't sound like that.
It's like when the football player. I'm trying to think. It's a good analogy. It's like a bull in a china shop, but with words, and I'm the bull, and I'm just like okay, and just getting my way through. And people just going, well, that happened. I think that's mostly my radio career.
I feel like that's my life. Whoa, all right, that's a thing that happened.
But I say, I feel like every mic break I would take on the radio to thousands of people throughout the Buffalo region at any given moment, it would just be like, well, that guy made it through.
It's kind of like this podcast, except it's to tens of people.
Yes, to less people, but people that appreciate it more.
Sure.
That's the thing, because I don't definitely feel that I was underappreciated in radio, and for good reason. For good reason. I have to go back and, because I have old air checks of mine, and I'm like, what am I even saying? What am I, why did my boss, who, this guy named Lenny, who is a very wise man, and I don't know... how it is that he listened to me and he went, yeah, that guy, he needs to be like representing like my product, you know? So when like at some point I will send this out to radio consultants, they'll be like, why is that person on your radio?
Sorry, babe.
So, I mean, and I'm not saying that Lenny did anything wrong. I mean, I definitely felt I did.
It was
have
nice
some
of
skills,
him to employ you.
But I feel like a lot of times when I listen to like old air checks, I'm like, man, they let a Make-A-Wish kid on there. You know, just being like, I got to talk.
Good job. I'm so proud of you.
And now I have a podcast that is available to the world. I have two of them.
I know.
And I have been on a number of podcasts. But you know what's always funny is anytime I do another show, or anytime if I'm producing a show,
mm-hmm.
like as I have done many times, where I'm sitting there and somebody's like, hey, guy at the thing, you want to talk?
Producer Sean.
Producer Sean, what do you have to say? I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, what a blah, blah, fall.
Like, I would love it if anytime anybody tried to talk to you, you just fell out of your chair.
It would sound better. It's like, Sean, why did you fall out of your chair? Well, you asked me to.
You spoke to me.
You spoke to me, and I just went.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a good point, Sean. Oh, hey, how's it going? And then I'm talking to some celebrity, and I'm just making an ass of myself. Just an ass.
Well, now you have, I don't know, a whole hour to talk to all of these lovely people listening to this
yes,
podcast.
Yes, and I get
so
to make it.
Blah 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 blah.
I get to make it. I get to make an ass of myself in front of my wife. Pumpkin.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a thing that we usually do weekly. Yeah. Weekly.
I do want to do the show again live and make an ass of myself live.
Hey, we're good at it.
We are good at it.
We're really good at making fools of ourselves.
Oh, God, yes.
If somebody could pay me for making a fool of myself, I would have the best career.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's do this. We're going to do our book right away.
Yep.
Because we're doing a very special book.
Is this a special book?
Well, in format, it is. Because it is a Marvel Comics Presents. And as comic book readers are familiar with, Marvel Comics Presents is an anthology book.
What a baby. Sorry.
That
I have a cat.
That is basically, you know, a bunch of stories collected into this was released weekly. Mm. So that's why there's...
So it's just, what is it, like pieces from other comic books?
No. They just take... These are just original stories that they would run in the Marvel Comics. And usually they were separate from what was going on from other books. You know, and these were just separate. Or sometimes they would tie them in, you know, depending on the story and stuff like that. Like your Infinity Gauntlets and Infinity Wars would have tie-ins as well. But yeah, so Marvel Comics presents... We're doing issue number 45 from... A month. So Marvel Comics presents number 45 from 1990. I don't know. Okay, here's the thing.
What does it say on there?
Well, it doesn't say because it was released weekly. And so I don't know.
But it doesn't say like April number one.
No, it doesn't say April.
All right.
I would look this up, but it's from 1990. It's number 45. That's all you need to know.
An indeterminate month.
From a mystery month.
Mystery month.
So as is with most Marvel Comic presents... you do have revolve around Wolverine.
Well, he's prominent on the cover.
Well, he's prominent on the cover. Wolverine was also like his big origin story that they did. The Weapon X story was in the first like very early run of Marvel Comics Presents.
Okay,
so like he's a big part of Marvel Comics Presents, and he would be in there all the time.
Which I find interesting because for a character who you're saying is a huge part of it, I feel like he didn't get nearly as many pages as everybody else did.
Well, they only have so many pages to tell stories.
No, I know, but I feel like if you looked at it, he got fewer than like the Chick at the End or even the Hulk story.
Because they're telling why though? Is because they're telling a longer story with him across a number of weeks. You know, so it doesn't really make sense.
So he doesn't get as many pages.
He doesn't need as many pages. You know, they can stretch it out. And especially also, too, the longer they have Wolverine on every cover, the more comics they're going to sell.
Sure.
Because that's how it worked back in the day. That's how it works now. You know, if it was...
Wolverine on it? No. Is Batman on it? Oh, yeah, that's it.
I mean, I think at one point Venom was a big part of it. You know, I mean, it depends on... what the hotness is. You know, I mean, sure. Spider-Man already had a million books, so you didn't need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they would do this. And also what's great about, you know, Marvel Comics Presents is that they highlight other smaller characters or lesser, you know, important characters, or ones that are on teams that don't have their own books at the time or whatever.
Sure.
So that's what they do. So,
So we've got Wolverine on the cover.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Wolverine, and he's doing the snickety-snick. Standing there, he's in his old brown and orange costume.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his claws out and it says, Shadow Birth!
Gross.
Ew.
Yeah.
And then in the back...
That's when you give birth under a tree.
Is that the medical term?
Yes. Or either that or you...
That woman is having a shadow birth!
Or you give birth and your baby casts a shadow on the doctor's face.
Or you give birth and it comes out and your baby is... Is Alex Baldwin in the shadow. Alex Baldwin in the shadow, yeah. He's wearing a little, but it's just, you know, he's got like a fake hairy chest. And
wait, he just has an Alec Baldwin face.
Oh, God.
So is it just like Boss Baby, but just like.
Actually, it is Boss Baby.
If you give birth to Boss Baby,
it's called a shadow birth.
Gross.
If you give birth to Boss Baby, which is kind of, that's a problem, you know.
That's a huge fucking problem.
I think that's what happens if
your kid's wearing sock garters.
If you're exposed to an office environment for too long, you give birth to Boss Baby.
Oh shit, this is why we can never have children.
I know, because we're going to give birth to a Boss Baby.
I don't want to have a Boss Baby.
No, he's going to be giving you orders from the womb.
I mean, fucking put him in an orphanage. I don't want that nonsense.
Boss Orphanage. Orphanage Boss.
Don't give me orders, Boss Baby, wearing your garter sock things, creeping me out with your big fat head.
He's like, Mom, give me a pocket square.
I don't understand how that became a movie. It was a book.
Yeah, it was a popular kids thing for some people.
That's so great. But every single time I saw the preview, it just creeped me out. Because he was like a little baby wearing sock garters and like talking like Alec Baldwin. And it's just...
Oh, he wears sock garters?
Yeah, because he wears businessman sock garters. And then he sounds like Alec Baldwin, but his brother sounds like a kid. But right. His brother's older than him. And
well, his brother wasn't irradiated during birth. That's what happened.
He didn't
That's
cast a shadow.
Yeah, he's like, you know, he wasn't born under a tree.
It's kind of like Groundhog Day, except with babies. If they see their shadow, they become a stockbroker.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If a baby recognizes its shadow, it will go into business, into the business field. And then, oh, man, you imagine that.
Also loses its soul, but whatever.
It's like, oh, no, your baby's going to be a stockbroker. Do you want me to get rid of it?
Be like, take it somewhere and try to cleanse it of the evil.
Take it into the woods.
Yeah, let it like be one with nature.
Yeah.
Make it join Greenpeace or something.
Don't let it know that it saw its shadow.
I don't know what's worse. Joining Greenpeace is pretty shitty.
Yeah. Greenpeace doesn't matter anymore.
No, Greenpeace fucks up all the time.
Oh, really?
Didn't you hear that thing? I think it was like 2 years ago. There was like, where is it? Argentina, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I think it's
down in South America. I'm not exactly sure what country. And I'm probably wrong about Argentina. But they have there's a specific type of ground that has like a black soil. And underneath it is like a light one.
Yeah.
And ancient people who lived there drew these huge like line drawings, mm-hmm. right? And they've been there for decades, like thousands of years, and it's a World Heritage Site, blah, 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 blah. And like Greenpeace is like, we're gonna go put a banner on it that says think about global warming, but because that ground is so fragile, they totally fucked up the whole thing.
Nice.
Like even scientists aren't supposed to walk on it. Like that's how fucking important it is, and they just fucked the whole thing up because they're not thinking.
No,
because
they're dumb environmentalists.
Well, they're probably smoking weed, and they were just like, "We're Greenpeace," and you're like, "Oh, you guys just fucked up a World Heritage Site. You suck."
So Shadow Birth is in the this right here, and then you have on the now though it's a wraparound cover.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
see, I didn't notice.
I mean, technically it is. Yes.
No, technically.
So. Because all the characters are just kind of that are participating in this book are the main characters are here. So you have
what? On the front, the front part of the wraparound cover, there's Wonder Man back here. And Wonder Man is very square.
He's very square, actually. He actually looks like a Transformer.
Yes, he does.
If a Transformer turned into Wonder Man,
or if you made a man out of wood. He's blocky.
His outfit is very blocky.
Well, his head's very blocky.
His head is very blocky, too.
So Wonder Man is there, and he's actually carrying Thor's hammer, and he has, like, beams going out of his eyes.
Yeah, which he never really does. I mean, he is full of energy, but he does not shoot beams out of his eyes.
Yeah, and then...
At least not at this point.
Then there's Thor chasing him.
And you got Wasp, you got Iron Man in the background.
And then Wasp and Iron Man, and then on the...
And it says underneath, Wonder Man says, Wonder Man becomes a mad god and the Avengers must stop him.
All right,
And then on the opposite side, you have...
Back cover.
In the back cover, you have Hulk jumping out, but it's the Gray Hulk.
Yeah.
We're in the Mr. Fix-It era, and it's...
And I'm surprised you did not realize this, that it says this right here at the top.
I haven't got... Well, here's the thing about this run of Marvel, because I bought this particular run of Marvel Comics Presents because Wonder Man was in it.
Of course.
But I have not gotten around to reading all these.
Well, I'm just surprised because here, where there's Gray Hulk, and he's, like, jumping, but it says at the very top, WrestleManiacs... The Incredible Hulk versus the Hulk. And I'm surprised you didn't see this.
I did not see it.
So this I thought that this for two reasons,
no.
But apparently you only bought it for one.
No, I only just sought these out and I was just going to read through them.
Yeah.
And then that's
so
where it is.
This applies to your interests.
It covers a lot of my interests.
It sure does.
It surprisingly covers two of my interests.
Which is most of your interests.
Which is Wonder Man and Wonder Man and pro wrestling. And yes, that is pretty much, and comics in general. So yeah.
And then at the very bottom, we have Shooting Star. Who I've never heard of.
Shooting Star in a Wild West shootout.
Yeah, she's like a cowgirl. She's got guns and six shooters, and she kind of dresses like...
Captain America?
Like Captain America, but she also dresses like Stargirl.
She's actually a Stargirl. She pretty much looks like Stargirl, but with pants and guns and not a mask and a staff. With sans mask and staff, but with guns and no mask.
Mm-hmm.
And spurs.
Yeah, so she's in here too.
She looks like basically... And this is for people that... Or old, you know, of my age, there used to be a toy called Brave Star.
Okay.
Do you remember Brave Star at all?
No.
Basically, there were they're bigger action figures of like space cowboys, like futuristic cowboys who like somehow like had like hidden draw features, or they would have guns that fold out of their chest or something. And I think they had like caps attached to them. So they'd be like, Brave Star. And they had a cartoon and everything.
Oh, man. No,
so she
kind of
looks like a lady that would be in that, but she's
okay.
So we
start with Wolverine.
So we start with the Wolverine and story.
Black Shadow or White Shadow, Black Shadow.
So this is chapter 8.
Yes.
Of this White Shadow, Black Shadow story.
Origins.
Origins featuring Wolverine. And so we have Wolverine talking about how he is.
Well, he's like, there's a big black shadow dude, towering over Wolverine, and Wolverine's like, ah. And then in the background, there's a big fat guy. Sitting on a chair.
Big fat guy.
So Wolverine is like, oh, that fat guy smells.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He's narration boxing. Talking about, this black thing coming at him and how the guy behind him, stinks.
Yeah. Well, it looks like he stinks.
He hasn't bathed in forever. And now the black shadow's gunning for him.
Yeah, he says that, a stink that screamed he hadn't been near water since before Noah hammered his first nail.
Gross.
It's a very long time. So the shadow is yelling at Wolverine, and he's like, get out of here.
This actually does bother me about the shadow.
Oh, okay.
So the shadow is screaming. It's like, leave here. Get out before he/I/we destroy you.
Right.
I do not like this.
No, it's...
This is not handled well. It doesn't read well.
No, that doesn't read well.
It sounds dumb when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
That is why you should shorten this. It should say, get out before we destroy you.
Yeah.
The fact that they have to... And they continue to do this throughout this, it really drove me crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that doesn't work.
Because this... Yeah, because if this was, converted into some sort of, cartoon or movie or whatever, they would just get it all together. And so I don't even know why you include it here.
But that's the thing. It's... Why, if you can say the exact same thing without this weird construction.
Yeah.
All you have to do is say the word we. Why would you put more in here? Because it doesn't add anything to this story.
I don't know. Maybe somebody, whoever was writing this, I think it was... Marv Wolfman wrote this.
Well,
he should know better.
I get what he was trying to do. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, he's just doing this, and it doesn't work well.
No.
And basically, Wolverine tries to slash his shadow, and he gets his arm frozen because shadows are cold.
Yes, and so he's like, if he didn't have his healing power, it probably would kill him.
Yeah.
So
he hits it with he tries to hit it with a telephone pole. That doesn't work.
No, and then then the shadow guy disappears. And then...
The shadow was still there, but then he decides to turn his attention to the fat guy.
Oh, that's right. So he's going to go after the fat guy. And as he's going after the fat guy, a white shadow guy
comes out. Right.
And
there's an issue of this of Marvel Comics Presents that's tied in with all this, that the cover, it's like the white shadow is like standing behind Wolverine. And I commented once on Instagram, I said, it looks like he's being attacked by Shmoo.
Shmoo?
From the Flintstones.
Shmoo.
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 Look it up. Ask your parents about Shmoo. I don't know. I can't remember. I will admit, I don't know exactly what's going on from earlier on. I know that Wolverine is in...
he's in Japan.
Japan. And
he's fighting this fat guy.
He's fighting a fat guy.
He's got these shadow things that live inside of him.
Wolverine's got a storied history in Japan.
Yes, he does.
So he's out here having a...
He's having some problems. So he's fighting the... The black shadow, he's getting thrown around. He tries to punch the black shadow again. Then the white shadow shows up and grabs
him. Because the white shadow comes out of the fat guy.
Yes. Well, so did the black shadow.
Yeah.
But we didn't see that.
Because so basically the white shadow, because there's two people that are hung up here.
Yeah, they're being held prisoner.
I don't know if it's one of these Mariko.
That might be Mariko.
Yeah, I think it's Mariko.
But it doesn't actually say who they are. And the white shadow grabs Wolverine and he becomes nothing but an iceberg. And then he's like, let me tell you my story.
Yeah.
We, he, I, ugh, whatever. We live inside this dude, the fat guy, at one time not a fat guy. He's not a fat guy. And but they hate each other.
Yeah.
The white shadow and the black shadow hate each other. So every once in a while, they just pop out and start killing.
Well, what happened was at one point, this really fat guy...
Who is not really fat in this panel.
Was not really fat.
He was a regular dude.
Was a regular dude. Went to the doctor's office. Looks like it was not too long ago. It feels like a very current doctor's office
visit. It does. And he's like, hey, I don't know. This is weird because things keep popping out of me.
Because the doctor's like, man, the guy's like, man, this thing's inside of me and it hurts. It tears me apart. It's a curse. And blah, 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 shadows. And then all of a sudden it's coming out of him. And the doctor gets attacked by one of these shadows.
Yeah, kills the doctor.
And then so is village.
Yeah, his village is like, whoa, man. Because this guy's a mutant.
Yeah, he's a mutant. Apparently, that's his mutant power is to harbor.
He has these two weird shadow things.
Angry shadows in his body.
That hate each other and want to kill each other.
Which is basically it's schizophrenia.
Yeah. So they pop out and they cause problems. So his village is like, not cool, man. So they attack him.
Knock him out. Tie him to an oxen cart. And
send him to wherever the fuck Wolverine finds him, basically. Yeah. I don't know how he gets fat. It's never...
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, fat? Because it doesn't say anywhere here where he's like, and I also ate Arby's every day.
they put me near the Arby's, so I would have something to eat.
They pumped Arby's into this place, and I had to eat it at least once every hour, that's why I weigh...
This is reverse Jared from Subway, but with, like, no weird kitty molestation.
No weird kid touching and no weird porn addiction that led to his weight loss. Or weight gain.
Yeah. He lost all that because of Subway.
Because
he lived upstairs from a Subway when he was jacking off to porn all the time.
Jacking off to porn, and he would take his walk and get a sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Right. But this is the reverse. This guy was thin, and then the only thing he could do was go over to the Arby's, where they just, I don't know, poured liquid cheese
into his face. If he's in Japan, maybe he's going to Yoshinoya.
Yeah, Yoshinoya is not bad, though. Do they have Yoshinoyas in Japan, or is that like an American thing?
Well, it's probably totally an American thing, yeah. But I'm assuming we're trying to think of a Japan thing, you know, because they don't probably...
It could be the only Arby's in Japan. Yeah. And it's just like...
Japan Arby's is too good... Japan is too good for Arby's.
That's why they put it in the middle of nowhere. They're like, you can have your Arby's, but we're not going to put you anywhere.
Arby's is like, we want to get in Japan. We're taking Japan over, and it's like, right. Let's put you next to this... asylum,
yeah.
Where we're gonna put this guy that has shadows coming out of his body,
and the only thing that you can do is like,
and you can only
feed him liquid cheese,
feed him horsey sauce,
yeah, just like that's it.
We really take Arby's down a lot, I mean, really, we do, and I kind of feel bad.
Let's be honest, we're not hurting Arby's business.
No, people are still willingly go to Arby's.
Yeah, we don't have the power to take Arby's down. We're just making fun of them.
Arby's gonna take you down.
Yeah, Arby's has the power to take us down, but we don't have the power to take Arby's down.
To quote Jon Stewart, Arby's, when you want to challenge your stomach to a fight. So, whatever. I will say...
I don't know how he gets fat. It doesn't
I will
sense.
Say, but I'm disappointed in that because...
I would like to know how he gets fat.
There needs to be a reason why this guy is sitting in a chair
a guy
and became...
in the middle of nowhere.
It became really fat. Is he eating, like, if
who,
people come to see him?
Apparently hasn't washed.
Did he eat his village?
I think he ate his whole village. He just, I don't know. He looks like in the very first picture, it looks like vines have grown over him. So he hasn't moved.
Right.
In a
it's like
really
that thing.
Long fucking time. So how did he get so fat?
Because it's like that thing where fat people sit on a couch forever and then the couch starts becoming one with them. Do you know about that?
Yes, I've heard about that. Yeah. I heard about that with a toilet once.
Oh, no.
Like, the skin grew around, like, the toilet seat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because they were on it forever. Just, yeah. No, don't. Get up if you have to. Yeah.
Anyway, get up. Walk around.
But he's, like...
Don't be this guy.
Yeah, but, like, how did he get fat? Because he's, like, thin here. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. No. Unless his mutant power was to just, like, get fat.
Get fat and have shadows.
That's, like, my mutant power.
Get fat and have shadows?
Yes.
Get fat and have darkness within you?
Yes.
Have a fighting darkness versus the light. Is that your mutant power?
Yeah, I feel like Get Fat, Have Shadows is kind of like an offshoot of that Ron Funches show, Get High, Watch Wrestling.
Get Fat, Have Shadows, yes.
Yeah.
That's your one-woman show.
Yeah, yeah.
Get Fat, Have Shadows.
Get Fat, Have Shadows. And it's just like, you know, me casting shadows all over everybody while I eat. And that's the art.
Actually, that would be a great art piece if you just... You just had like a sandwich.
Like, lights pop up from different places, so I'm always casting a different shadow.
Right, but what's going on is you're going up behind people while they're eating, and then you're eating behind them, and then
I cast a shadow.
And then you're taking a picture of that shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's art.
That's my new Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Art.
Anyway, so the shadow apparently has the power to shoot... As well, he shoots a concussive blast of some sort.
Well, the black shadow.
The black shadow. One of the black shadows.
The white shadow is the one who told him the story. And then the black shadow finally, like, regains whatever, because he kind of got knocked a little bit. And so he shoots at Wolverine, and Wolverine jumps. And basically the idea is that these two shadows cannot live together in harmony. They must kill each other.
Right.
So Wolverine's fighting.
Wolverine ducks and some gets shot.
Wolverine, with all of his healing power, jumps out of the way and it kills a dude.
Because this one dude, with the dude that gets killed, the guy goes like,
save yourself.
He goes, get out of your patch. They call Wolverine Patch and Wolverine, Patch in Japan.
Yeah.
And they're like, get out of your patch, save yourself. He's like, keep out of this, my tie. I don't know what his name is. He's like, this is my fight now. And then he jumps out of the way and the guy gets fucking zapped.
Yeah.
And
Wolverine could have taken that lived.
And then the Black Shadow says, meat can be rendered, then sweetened to the taste.
Maybe that's how he got fat.
Oh, yeah.
He's eating all these people.
Yeah. And he's barbecuing.
You think he puts him up like a gyro?
Yeah. Oh, he's just
shaving the meat off?
Nice. Black Shadow, go get me some meat off of that man.
Off of that man skewer.
Man skewer.
Yeah, maybe that's how that guy got fat. That must be it.
Then at last, you will follow as a feast well-deserved.
Yeah.
And then Wolverine, because they're about to kill this woman or whatever, and
do you think
Wolverine's
you get fat off people?
Well, people probably, if you eat the right kind of people.
Like, do you think, is human like a chicken kind of meat, or are we talking gamey? Like a venison?
I think we're venison.
You think?
I feel like we're venison. Feel like it depends, though. It depends on what's tender. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to get. I don't know if I want to get into a conversation about cannibalism.
Just wondering, how does that work?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's it for the Wolverine story. Continues next issue with Assault. Actually, so let's do it this way. Would you want to read the next part of this story?
I don't think I care. Unless it explains how that guy, if it really says this guy, probably it's in the previous stories that explains that this man is a cannibal.
Oh.
That part I'd probably want to read. But I don't think I care enough about... I don't really care about Wolverine.
Yeah. Enough people care about him that I feel like me caring about him doesn't really matter.
So, it doesn't matter if I don't.
No, I agree. I'm only buying these for Wonder Man anyways.
I know.
So Wolverine's in it, I guess. But I do want to know why that guy got fat.
Yeah.
And if it's cannibalism, cool.
Yeah.
So... okay, so I guess speaking of Wonder Man, he is the next story in this book.
Yeah.
This is part 8 of Stardust Miseries.
Okay.
That's a weird title.
It sounds like a soap opera.
It does, and it's just
a bad title.
It just looks like two words that shouldn't go together.
Yeah, no.
I don't like it.
No.
Featuring Wonder Man, Reach for the Stars.
And he is illuminated. And he looks like he is full of star energy. He kind of looks like Quasar. Maybe.
He does. He looks like the inside of Quasar's cape, or Captain Marvel when he is.
Or who's one the guy? Who's the guy?
Eternity.
Eternity. Yeah. He looks like Eternity.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of stars in his body, and he's kind of doing like, oh,
yeah.
He's kind of having a reach. Mm-hmm. And apparently,
he's in like a lab.
He's in a lab, and Enchantress.
Enchantress
is kind of like made him into a god.
Yeah, she's siphoning all the power off of the other Avengers.
Yes.
So we've got Captain America and Hulk and Iron Man.
No, Hulk's not there.
Oh, sorry.
You got Wasp, Hank Pym, Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America.
Captain America. So he's siphoning off his power. And
I don't really understand, though, how... I mean, I can understand from Captain America and Thor.
Yeah.
Because they have actual superpowers as their physiology.
Right, but the rest of them are just suits.
Iron Man, Hank Pym, and Wasp are just technology.
Suits. Yes. Suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. So,
I'm not sure how it's working, but they're siphoning off all this life energy and it's making him to this cosmos guy. And Thor's like, no, what are you doing, Simon? Because Enchantress is like, yeah, we're going to be together forever. Yeah. I totally want cosmic dick. And she's like, yay. And he's like, fuck you, Thor. I'm gonna go this way. Because he's like, no, don't do it. And he's like, nope, he's picking this one.
Yeah, I do kind of like it. He goes like, suck a D, Thor.
He's like, fuck you, Thor. And so
I'm Wonder Man. I've been dead before. Nobody likes me. Nobody likes my movies. Fuck you.
He's like, I'm going to have this one thing.
I'm doing this and I'm going to be a god. And
so he touches Enchantress's hand and she becomes cosmic.
Yeah.
So they're just like cosmic together.
Yeah,
and they're all cosmic together. This is great. And then he's like, wait a second.
Then he turns back face.
Thor's right. I shouldn't be doing this. I could probably find a woman to sleep with who's not trying to kill my friends. So screw you. I'm going to zap you with my eye beams.
Yeah, which, I mean, well, since he's kind of cosmic-y now, he could probably do that. He never was able to do it before.
And then he's like, I have the power of Thor. Come to me, hammer.
Yeah, and he's got Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
So I wonder if people remember this, that he was able to...
Wonder Man is worthy, apparently. But is he only worthy because he has Thor's energy in him?
I don't know.
So it's not that Wonder Man...
He cheated.
Yeah, he cheated.
He did cheat, yeah.
Yeah, because Wonder Man is not worthy. But
I think he's worthy.
But maybe he is worthy? Is that
worthy
what
to me?
But that's the thing. Is he actually worthy? Yeah. Or is it the Thor energy that's worthy?
You're probably the latter.
Can you be worthy for certain moments and then not worthy?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, most likely, I think you just have to be worthy in general. Mm. Like, Captain America is just a fucking hip dude. But then again, like, you know, Vision was able to pick up the hammer.
That's true. That's right. Actually, but Captain America does move the hammer in the movie.
He does move it. Well, yeah.
I don't know if you watch it, it's very slight.
Yeah.
And Thor just kind of goes, what?
Yeah. Well, because Captain America is, you know, a noble man.
Yeah.
You know, Vision apparently has...
Vision's
just a robot with an Infinity Stone, so he's able to do whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But so then he's whipping around the hammer, creating a cyclone, and...
Yeah, and then apparently it time vortexes her or something.
Well, she's, like, crying, and she's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but, like, she just, like, disappears. She's like... Bling.
Yeah, he just sends her away.
Yeah, he, like, time vortexed her or something. And then the hammer's like, cool, that was fun. And it goes and, like, busts Thor and all the Avengers out. And Thor's like, yeah. And Wonder Man's like, I'm so glad I'm back to myself. Thanks for being my friend.
Where did
like,
all the cosmic goodness go, though?
It's gone. It just disappeared. He is no longer...
Did he send it away
stopped with... siphoning power. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it just, like, it disappears. It basically, like, the Golden Girls theme plays at the very end of this. Because they're just like, yeah, we're all friends now.
Thank you for being the friend.
Pretty much.
Wonder Man is back again.
And then this last panel where he looks like garbage.
He does look like garbage. Because basically he's back at the Avengers Mansion. And, like, they're at the West Coast compound.
Yeah,
and,
thank you for being a friend.
And they're all there, and they're all like, oh, I guess everything's okay.
Yeah.
Except for that you're still full of energy, and you're still a shitty actor.
Yeah. not making any headway in Hollywood.
And they're like, well, you know, you might have some problems in the future, which I'm certain were never addressed.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were fine.
I'm certain it just never came up again. I'm being completely serious.
Honestly, at the end of every single
one. Maybe it did. I don't know.
At the end of every single comic, you should just write, and then he got better.
And then he, exactly.
Because that's he just got better.
And then they were saved by, I don't know, Mo.
Sure. Jim. Jim showed up. But yeah.
Do you get that joke? I've done this twice on the show before. Do you get that joke?
No.
So there was an episode of The Simpsons where the kids on the school bus somehow get onto an island and have to do like Bart and Lisa, they have to do like a Lord of the Flies thing.
Okay. I vaguely remember that episode.
And at the end of and it's just like Lord of the Flies and everybody's fighting each other and stuff like that. And at the end they just pan out and I think it's Dr. Hibbers is doing the voiceover. It's like, oh, and then the kids were saved by, I don't know, Mo.
Okay.
And then that's it.
I kind of remember that. It's been
and
I
I've
don't
used that,
that
before
one.
And then you just
Yeah, no, I don't get it. Yeah, because I vaguely remember that one.
Man, I know too much about The Simpsons. I know too many random things. But I know, here's the thing. I don't know enough about minute details of The Simpsons. Yeah. So if I were to do Simpsons trivia, I would fuck it up horribly.
Probably. Yeah.
But I do remember lines that I like. And this was appropriate for this book here. Yeah, he does look like... Well, actually, I don't know what's going on here because he's like...
He's talking to Scarlet Witch.
He's talking to Scarlet Witch and he's like, oh, Scarlet Witch. Because he's got a hard on for Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Because he's really into her. And she's, you know, always fucking playing with him.
Yeah.
But
and he's like, oh, man, this is what it feels like to be...
He goes, I guess now I know what it means to be man and Superman. Hardy har har.
I mean, he was a huge dick to his friends. So, yeah, he absolutely he was. Knows what it's like to be Superman.
He did tell one of his best friends to go suck it.
Yeah.
So that super...
The only thing is he didn't have some convoluted explanation at the end for why it was the right thing
to
do.
It really was just a robot wearing a mask of me.
Yeah, I just pulled my own eyes out to teach you a lesson.
I just wanted to teach you that my other lady friend is better.
Yeah. My eyes.
I have no eyes.
Yeah, so that's
Wonder Man should be like, Wonder Man should be like, I have eyes.
Yeah, and he's got like slicked back vampire hair that's like long and stringy.
His hair does not look good. This is, again, based on the artist, his hair always changes.
Yes.
And this is the period when Wonder Man's hair never looked good.
No, it looks like garbage.
Because he always had like a mullet or some
it's
sort
like
of
slicked
Prince,
back.
Weird Prince Valiant
yeah.
do.
This one's just, slicked back. This is vampire
slicked
hair.
Slicked back vampire.
It looks like garbage.
A bad wig.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does not look good. And yeah. That's it for this story.
Yeah.
And I guess, okay, well, there's not another issue, another part of the story. So we don't have to say if you can read the next one of it. So.
Oh, man.
I will definitely
I know.
Go back and read the rest of these, though.
Sure.
Because Wonder Man.
Yeah, of course.
So,
I know
yeah.
you love Wonder Man.
So let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the rest of the book.
Hey, everybody. I'm Paul Spataro. I don't know if you know me, but I'm a regular on Back to the Bins, along with my friends, Dr. Bill Robinson.
Hello.
And Mr. Scott Gardner.
Hey, how's it going?
Andy's been asking us for a promo for the show for the longest time, and Bill has been writing it for the longest time. Bill, you got that promo written yet? Okay, so, anyway, what we do is we review three comic books. We try to do it every week. Usually it's a Marvel, a DC, and a Captain Canuck book for Scott. So, tune in every week to Back to the Bins to listen to our show. You can find us at twotruefreaks.com.
And we're back here in Worst Collection Ever with our book Marvel Comics Presents.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to continue on with this book.
Yeah.
We have so much.
This must have been a great surprise for you.
Again,
story here.
I was not aware of this going into it. Because it's to me, it's just like, oh, the Hulk's in it.
Were you so happy about the story?
It caught me off guard, yes, and I rather enjoyed it. I rather enjoyed it. And I kind of feel it's appropriate because we are watching the Netflix Glow series.
Yes, we are.
Which I am actually quite enjoying.
Yeah, it's good. I like how Mark Maron, all they did was just give him dad jeans.
Yeah,
other than that, he looks exactly the same.
I have a feeling the jacket is his too. Like,
probably.
I feel like he just wore.
They were just
like,
will you show up to set and just put on these ugly jeans? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, you look perfect.
Yeah, he literally did not have to change the thing. I think they maybe put a little. They maybe fix his hair just a little bit, but he looks exactly like he normally does.
Yep, he sure does.
And he's actually good. I'm kind of glad he's in it, and it's pretty fun. So.
Man, just 80s hair does not look good on anybody.
I feel like they're not really doing it up like it could, though.
No, not as much as they could, but I just feel like Alison Brie, like when I first saw her, I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah.
Her hair looks terrible.
She looks like a worn out 80s person.
She really does, which is great. That's exactly what her character is.
So yeah. Yeah.
They did a really good job, but at the same time, just like, that's awful.
I did find it funny, though, that John Morrison or Johnny Mundo or whatever you want to call him is in this. And
he was in it in the pilot, right?
Yeah, I think he's in the first one. And for some reason, they didn't bother to make him look 80s at all.
No, they were.
They're just like, he just shows up looking all fucking tan and fucking, metro looking and
shit.
Yeah,
he's got his hair in a ponytail.
Looking just fucking awesome and stuff. But he doesn't look like, he could have just gave him a mullet.
Oh, he should have had a mullet.
He should have had a mullet.
I'm very disappointed.
And maybe a mustache.
There was no.
But that's almost kind of too on the nose, I guess. But
everyone should have a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this Instagram video.
Oh, okay.
Of Henry Cavill.
Is this comic book related? Yes.
It is, because he's Superman. Henry Cavill is a beautiful man.
He is a beautiful
man.
Like,
to the point where I get angry when I look at him. I'm like, how is that? Why didn't you leave any beauty for anybody else?
He has all the beauty.
I feel like it's rude. Like,
it's
I feel like he's hogging it.
It's kind of like, well, John Hamm has all of it, too. I think him and John
Hamm has a shit ton of it. John Hamm also has, like, an extremely powerful masculinity that, like, makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
In kind of like, oh, my God, kind of way. You know, like, John Hamm. But... Yeah, so like Henry Cavill, I feel like it makes me angry, but there's this video on his Instagram, because of course I follow him, where it's just his face, and he's like in a helicopter, but he's got this mustache.
Yeah, it's a beautiful mustache.
I haven't seen a mustache like that. I don't know.
It is a, for you wrestling fans, it is a Magnum TA quality mustache. Maybe even better.
It's
I don't know.
It's a Magnum P.I. mustache.
It's a Magnum P.I. mustache.
I think that's probably the last time I can think I've seen such a mustache.
Yeah, Tom Selleck.
It's Tom Selleck. Gorgeous mustache.
Yeah.
And that's, you're just like, I hope you condition that thing. It's
manicured as fuck.
It's beautiful. Just like, that is the manliest mustache.
And now I really want Superman to have a mustache.
Like, he should. Like, how? Where did that even come from?
I want it to be where if he comes, when he comes back in the Justice League movie, that instead of having a mullet,
yeah,
he has a fucking awesome mustache,
just gorgeous, beautiful, like flowing mustache.
I might get hard. If you chose a
fucking, you're like, mustache,
I'm just gonna squeeze your hand. And be like, I'm hard.
I'm gonna be like, this is gonna get real weird later, but I'm going with it.
just a beautiful Superman mustache.
I accept your attraction to Superman's mustache, man. It's okay. I'm not going to shame you for it.
As a man who had a mustache for most of his high school years of high school, as you can tell by my Twitter picture at Angry Hero Sean.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely had my share of.
You did have a mustache, but you didn't have
beautiful mustache. Henry but I just Cavill look. I just look like. Like a,
you look like Freddie Mercury.
Like a Freddie Mercury / Puerto Rican ball player.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Which is to say, that's one of my favorite things. Yeah. Is when said Grand Ole, what we did at one of my benefit, and he did stand up, and he is like, I don't know what that was going on. He's like, was you? I was like, is he a fan of like this? Was a Puerto Rican ball player?
You really
did. I'm like, yep.
But like from like 1981.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
So as a man with a mustache, as a head of mustache, have to I can know, appreciate
if you see Sean's Twitter picture. That is not a recent picture.
Mm-mm.
That was taken when you were 18. That is your senior picture.
That is my senior picture.
That is right. That's what Sean looked like.
That is what I decided to leave
senior year of high school.
My JFK class of 1998 with. I said, I'm out of here, guys. This is how I'm going to look forever. Goodbye. Because now if you walk through the halls and I have the pictures up there, that's what's the fucking up there.
I'm so proud.
You know, the other, it's me wearing the...
And huge glasses.
Yeah, I had huge glasses back then.
Very impressive. But anyway, so mustaches. I don't know how we got talking about mustaches.
Well, we were talking about the 80s and all
that
stuff.
Oh, the 80s, yeah,
so
yeah.
Wrestling, because this book... Because
there's a mustache in this book.
There is,
in
right
the story.
Here, right here.
It's called The Incredible Hulk in the Main Event.
The Main Event. And even in this corner. Actually, I do like this.
It says in this corner.
In this corner, and it's in the corner.
Yeah.
In this corner.
And then you see Vegas.
Yeah.
Because there's the frontier and there's the sand. So this is like old Vegas.
And for some reason, though, he's responding to the little corner because underneath it says in this corner. And then at the bottom, it says it's a picture of
a wrestler.
A wrestler named.
In quotes.
He goes, with me, the Incredible Hulk.
And it is Hulk Hogan.
It's Hulk Hogan.
It is obviously Hulk Hogan. The minute you see this picture, you're like, this is Hulk Hogan.
And he's.
There's nobody else this could possibly be.
Yeah. And he's like, you've heard me, right? I'm incredible. And it's not just that. I'm rowdier than Roddy. And I'm more macho than the man.
Did you love that?
I fucking marked out. Hell yeah.
So he's
slamming a dude in a mask.
Just a jobber.
He's actually breaking this dude's neck.
Yeah. This guy is even thinking, I hate this job. That's why I think he's just
a jobber. Well, first of all, this guy's doing a poor job posting on Hogan's leg to do a body slam. He's not taking the slam very safely.
Yeah.
And no wonder he hates this job because he can't do it well.
Yeah, of
course. And then Hulk just drops him on his head.
Yeah. And everybody's shit. Yay, Hulk.
Yay, Hulk.
Hulk. Hulk.
Literally
Hulk.
Says, yay, Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk. Crowd's cheering. And they're like, the one, the only Hulk. And then coming through the audience is Gray Hulk. And he's like, hey, I'm calling you out, Hulk, because that's my name. I'm the only Hulk.
And Hulk's like,
how dare you take my name?
And Hulk Hogan is not back. This Hulk Hogan is not backing down from a challenge.
No.
This is prime 80s Hulk.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to leg drop you.
And he goes, let's mix it up, hot shot. Ring the bell. I smell blood.
Yeah, oh, he's going to go throw down with Hulk.
I love these drapes.
Yeah, with the Incredible Hulk. Too much pork.
Too much pork. Hey, hang on. I got too much pork. I got to sit down.
So clang. They start fighting.
He jumps. Hulk gets, he just rams into the Hulk because it's the fucking Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, the Gray Hulk. And he is just impossible to move. And he tries to put him in... to me, this looks like a double chicken wing.
He's trying to do all sorts of different things. He can't move him.
He tries to move him to sleeper hole.
He's very unmovable.
At one point,
I think he's trying to bite his leg.
And then he's
down
trying
here.
To bite his leg.
Yeah, he's playing dirty.
He is.
He's trying to bite legs.
And Hulk's sitting there. He's like, oh, you call yourself the Hulk? You're worse than an imposter. And he picks him up by the trunks.
Yeah.
And then he throws him into the turnbuckle, not killing him.
No. Oh, and he should, because the turnbuckle just. It crumbles.
It just crumbles the ring.
It just disintegrates. And I think like his neck is broken.
Yeah, he's not in good shape.
His neck is literally, his face is at like a 90 degree angle from his shoulder.
This actually, what's going on here is sound this, with this match actually sounds like a story that real Hulk Hogan would tell.
Yeah.
And want you to believe is real.
Oh, this is how he tells what went down with Andre the Giant. Yeah,
pretty much. Like, he's like, I lifted Andre the Giant up and he's 1,000 pounds and I ripped every bone, every muscle in my body. And, yeah. You know, and I slammed Andre and he broke every, and he died. Yeah, that's the story he tells, trying to tell people that he slammed 1,000 pound Andre and then he died like the next day.
He didn't die.
No, he didn't die. Obviously, he didn't because he went on to wrestle him at the next WrestleMania. You fucking liar.
That's what wrestling is.
Also, this interesting about Hulk is, so the reason why, you know why he's called Hulk, why he got the nickname Hulk Hogan. Because originally he was Terry Hulk Boulder, Terry the Boulder Balea or whatever. Okay. You know, he had Terry Boulder, whatever they call him.
Sure.
And at one point, he was on a talk show sitting next to Lou Ferrigno.
Oh.
And somebody goes, wow, you're bigger than the Hulk. So they started calling him Hulk Hogan or whatever. Yeah. So.
It's better than Terry Bollea.
Yeah. I always wanted to do a sketch where it's just a bunch of people of different races and ages, just with fitting skullets and mustaches and just looking into the camera and just be like, I don't know how I got it. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was from a toilet seat, but I got Bollea. You know, just kind of doing like an HPV commercial, but for Bollea.
That's funny. It's kind of like that. Did you ever watch Johnny Bravo?
I've seen Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo, I loved like the first season. It was so funny. The first season of Johnny Bravo, back when it first came out, was hilarious. And they used to do these commercials. And it was all these dudes, like real life dudes, because Johnny Bravo is a cartoon, but it was real life dudes in jeans and black shirts and sunglasses. And they would just run around like a mall, like trying to be Johnny Bravo, because they were at a school for Johnny Bravo.
Right.
And they were just like, I've always wanted to be a Bravo. And they're like, the time that's really important to me is the time that I spend with Johnny. And they were like, it was ridiculous. It was the most amazing thing. I wish I could find these commercials. They're probably on YouTube and I should look for them. They were so funny.
Yeah.
I loved every moment of it. And that's kind of what your sketch is like just all these guys trying to be Hogans.
Yeah.
Except they caught Hogan, like an STD.
Bollea.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. Bollea. Like an STD.
Bollea Hoganess.
Is that the bacteria?
That's the bacteria.
Oh, nice.
You can get it from a weight bench.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, only a weight bench or like?
Weight benches.
Any sort
drapes.
Of. Drapes. Pork. Those are the only three things, though. It's very weird.
Depends if you eat pork in Florida, you might get Bollea.
If you admire someone's drapes.
If you eat at Hulk Hogan's restaurant, you might get Bollea.
If you admire someone's drapes, you might get Bollea.
Because Hulk Hogan might have touched them and might have admired them as well.
Never tell anybody you like their drapes. Well,
that's how you know that's the symptoms. Actually, that's the symptoms about Bollea.
One you of
the
start first talking about drapes?
You start really admiring drapes.
Like, man, these are really great drapes. You're just
out with your, you know, maybe you're at somebody's house and you're just like, money, look at these drapes. Oh my God.
I love window treatments. Oh shit.
That's like my son has my Bollea.
Get him to the emergency room.
What would be the antidote for Bollea? How would you treat Bollea?
I don't know. That's a good question. Like, what happens if you can't treat Bollea? You just
become Hulk Hogan.
You just, as they say on...
you just drop leg drops.
Well, I was going to say on Always Sunny, do you get the skin of a hot dog?
Yes. The hair of a Chinese man and the skin of a hot dog.
There was a gang wrestles for the troops or whatever that one
the
is.
Best, probably, that's hands the down, best. The best It's Always Sunny episode. Hands down. You don't fucking at me. It is the best episode. Do not dispute that with me. Because not only for that joke, not only for the wrestling
trash man.
For the trash man, for the desert rose, for the jean shorts.
That's right.
For the fucking birds of war, the maniac.
The maniac. Oh, the maniac.
Why does the maniac have chestnuts in the back of his car? I don't know.
Who does that guy play? Does he play like what's the
Ricketts?
Ricketts. Who does he play? What's his wrestling name?
Oh, the terrorist?
Is it the terrorist?
Or is it like the jihad or something?
Something. And he comes out and he like blows dust into
He just blows dust into people. He's like, boom, like, America real, sucks.
Like real dust. And you're like, oh God. Yeah, Birds of War.
Oh my God.
It's a great.
Hands down the best episode. I was thinking about how funny it would be to do that. jean shorts gag with John Cena at some point.
I know you want to do it.
I want to go to a WrestleMania and just walk up to him, not with anything for him to sign, just put down some jean shorts on the table and just be like, the guys and I, we chipped in and got you some jean shorts, and then just have
you play someone, it on your phone?
Just play on my phone, A Kiss from a Rose, and just salute him silently.
And you're the only one who would get that joke, but it would be kind of worth it.
It would be fucking... And if John Cena hopefully would salute me back.
As you awkwardly stand at his table?
As I awkwardly stand there, and then somebody's just like, come on, get out of here. This is a bit, man. I was like, no, I'm not done saluting him yet. And then somebody, because holy fuck. If you're listening and you have access to meeting John Cena at WrestleMania Access or at a WizardCon or wherever the fuck he shows up, or if he goes to your fucking
school,
if he goes to your school, wait, if he's your student,
I don't know,
he doesn't have kids. Oh, you're a kid.
He comes in and he talks at your school, like if you teach there.
Maybe. Oh, if you're a teacher, yeah. Right? If you want to lose your job,
or he does a lot of those Make a Wish things. So if you work at a hospital where he happens to show up,
if you want to ruin a Make a Wish,
or if you want to make Sean's dream come true.
Yeah, that is my make a wish. That is my make a wish. This is mine. If John Cena, this is mine. I've had hardships too, John Cena. Why can't you grant my make a wish? God damn it. All right. This next part of this book is actually us. Because so what happens is it cuts to a house. I'm assuming somewhere way outside of Vegas.
Yes.
And some guy's like, oh my God, honey, you gotta see this. And the wife is like, honey, I've got a roast in the oven. What is it? And a dude is sitting on his recliner and he's like, the Hulkster's got a real fight on his hands. And isn't the sound great? I told you a stereo TV was worth it, Jen. Sadly, the guy's name is Ron, not Sean.
That's too bad.
If it was Jen and Sean, I would have fucking jumped out a window. Because holy shit.
Fuck it. And then
I'd be like, holy shit, did they
where did you go? I have a roast in the oven.
Somehow Marvel Comics Presents predicted our relationship. And so they're just like, oh no, he's getting his ass kicked, whatever. And so Hulk Hogan-ish is getting beat up by the Hulk. And
yeah.
He's like, I've seen your posters, I've seen your videos, and I've seen your stupid cartoon show, which has already been canceled for 3 years at this point. Because we're talking, actually 4 years, because this is 1990.
Yeah.
And then that show was only on for maybe like 1986. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Peter David, who wrote this, is way behind his wrestling cartoon.
Either that or he loved it so much that he just wanted to mention it.
No, maybe.
Huge fucking mark.
I don't know, I kind of feel like I want to take Peter David to task on this. Peter David, did you know that this was written?
Go ahead, is he alive still?
Oh, yeah, he definitely is alive. You know, I should tweet at him.
I was going to say, tweet at him about something he wrote in 1990. I'm certain he would love it.
I'm going to take a picture of this, and I'm going to be like...
Be like, actually, that was off the air by 1986.
And I will...
And he's going to be like, leave me alone, and you're going to get blocked.
I hope I get blocked. and he is getting this... He's getting murdered. Hulk is getting murdered.
The Incredible Hulk throws Hulk the wrestler through the ceiling.
He literally throws him. He whips him around.
The ceiling of the
by
arena.
One foot, whips him around, and throws him through the ceiling, creating a gigantic hole.
Uh-huh. Yeah, should be dead. Throws him out, and Hulk's just... Incredible Hulk is just laughing.
Right. And so...
And then we go back to Sean and I.
Yes.
And
he's like, oh man, where's he gonna? It's instead of being.
Just, where's he gonna land?
Well, here's the thing. Instead of the guy being, holy shit, he threw that a human man outside of a building.
In fairness, I have seen ones where they pretend the Big Show fell off a roof.
That's true.
So
if we're talking WWE, they have pulled some shit.
So you gotta understand that
this is pretty progressive though for 1990.
Yeah,
they have not gotten to the point where the Undertaker was stuffed into a coffin, and the coffin was struck by lightning, and then somehow he appeared. There's a camera in the coffin, and he spoke on the Titantron to Yokozuna, who stuffed him in the coffin through the Titantron, and then he resurrected his body, which was played by Marty Jannetty, up through the top of the Titantron and ascended to the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is before that.
That's before all that. This is also before Randy Orton set that house on fire.
That's right. And then he rode into limbo with his shirt off.
In dress slacks.
And he watched the tractor go backwards.
Oh God, wrestling and is so dumb.
And so anyways, Hulk Hogan ish slams through this guy's house.
And he invents Twitter, by the way.
He does invent Twitter.
And this is so he slams through this guy's house, smashes this dude's TV, and
somehow is not a mangled mess of bones and blood.
Somehow isn't basically just meat.
Yeah, he should just be it should just be like a torso.
Yeah.
With blood pouring
and
out.
He has a bird flying above his head, but it's blue and it says tweet tweet. This is when Hulk Hogan invented Twitter.
Hulk Hogan did invent Twitter.
So
Hulk Hogan says
he should sue them.
Hulk Hogan has,
I mean, he's so good at winning.
He should. Yeah, he could be more rich now.
Decimated Gawker. Hulk Hogan. Yeah, it's be like, hey, you invented Twitter.
Hulk Hogan. See, this is the thing. Hulk Hogan has been doing does a lot of important things. What else did we say he did here? I think we say he did something else.
I don't know.
He's invented so many things here, but yet he continues to stand by the fact that he auditioned for Metallica and the Rolling Stones as a bassist.
He did not audition for Metallica.
He says he did.
Metallica would have said that.
No, he says, well, Hogan says, Hogan doesn't, they never said it.
But they specifically talked about all the famous people who came in and auditioned to be a bassist with them in their Metallica Behind the Music.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And Les fucking Claypool. Yeah. Yes. So I remember because I've seen that one.
Hey, y'all,
so
want to play some Isley Brothers tunes?
Yeah. And they were like, you're too good for us. If Hulk Hogan had come in, they would have mentioned it.
Maybe they cut that
because
out.
Because also, why would Hulk Hogan at that point in time audition for Metallica?
In 1983, this was before Hulkamania started. He could have found his way to audition before that.
I just don't buy it.
They would be like, holy shit, it's Thunderlips. And he would be like, hey guys.
I don't believe it.
Because Hulk Hogan is an accomplished bassist.
I don't believe it.
No, he is an accomplished bassist.
I'm not saying I don't believe that he's an accomplished bassist. I'm saying I don't believe he auditioned for Metallica.
Well, he says he did. But he did invent Twitter, as you can see right here.
Yeah.
So
he's gonna sue me like he sued Gawker for saying that he didn't audition for Metallica.
Yeah, and the guy, you know, anyway, so the guy's
ruined my website.
So this guy's, so like,
this guy's like, holy shit, holy this shit. Guy has like no facial features.
I know, his face all of a sudden becomes
just a pud.
Just a pud.
Yeah. It's very one-dimensional.
And then we go back to the arena, and Incredible Hulk is looking outside, and he's like, hey, any other of you clowns want to swipe a name? Or any of you other you clowns basically want to swipe a name you don't deserve just to get ahead? And he's looking at a trio.
Basically some cosplayers.
Well, but this is some weird cosplayers.
Well, I don't even know what's going on with Spider-Man.
Well, we don't see their names, but so you have Thor.
And Thor is kind of standing like a lady.
Yes, I'm like, I mean, is he like gay Thor?
Maybe, because he's like, hey, like he's waving, and he's got like a very feminine pose.
Yes, he's got his little knees knocked, and he's like, no, sir.
Yeah, so maybe.
Is this the Village People, but as Marvel?
Maybe.
Is this the Marvel people, the Village People in their phase where they dress as Marvel?
Yes. Yeah. And then you've got a Captain America with like a weird mask on.
He's got a mask, but it looks like a
hood.
It looks like an executioner's hood.
Yeah, so there's Captain America, and then your Spider-Man. The guy looks like a monkey.
He does, because he's got.
But he's wearing the spider costume, which looks like the spider costume, except it has the arms cut off. But he's wearing like basically like gauntlets.
Yeah, he's got
that
the gauntlets.
Look like spider webs, and then his face is the spider mask, except basically like right around the actual features of his face.
It's his real face, yeah. His face is
sticking out.
It's
just a big fucking hole.
Yeah, but he looks like
a monkey.
But he looks like a monkey man.
So it's like a monkey's face like on a spider costume. It's bad.
Yeah, it's just weird. And so they're like,
and so they say no, and then Hulk's like, I win.
Yeah.
The end.
That's it.
Yeah.
And there's not another story about this, so we don't get to find out what happens to these guys, which I want to know what happens to these guys.
I'm assuming they all die.
I want to know what wrestling... Is this the Wrestling Federation that I do on my game?
Yes.
Is this actually in the universe that I've created?
You should make these guys in your game. Make
West Hollywood Thor?
Yeah, West Hollywood Thor, Executioner Captain America, and Monkey Spider-Man.
Monkey Spider-Man!
Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I like Get it. On that.
So, last story of this book.
Ugh.
Did you not like this?
No.
No, okay.
I did not like this because it's
a gal story.
It's a gal story, but it's also one of those, like, girls can do anything.
Okay, let's also just double check here. This is definitely probably not, was not written by a woman.
Shock. What a surprise. So
this is a guy, this is written as a guy who
can't believe that women can function.
Yeah, he watched.
That's basically what this is. That's
he watched the thing.
Like,
he watched. He saw a woman do something for the first time.
And he was like, "What?
Wait, a woman went to space?
Yeah.
Oh, women can sing." And then he wrote this.
Women can walk. Women like, can walk. Yeah.
And it says shooting star in Bang Bang Shoot Shoot. And so
shooting star apparently is a very good shot with her six guns, and she is at a county fair, and she is, for some reason, they're allowing her to use her actual guns to play these carnival games.
I know. This is the thing. She's using live ammo in front of a bunch of kids.
Yeah, in front of a bunch of children.
Nobody's wearing headphones.
No.
Because gun blasts are really loud.
Not only that, but like, these booths have to be so fucking cheap and flimsy that you know that those bullets probably aren't stopping.
No.
And there's people probably behind here who are dying.
Oh, there's dead. There is just bodies.
Yeah, because you know they put them back to back.
There are dead carnies everywhere.
Everywhere. Dead. So many dead people.
There are people on the teacups behind there that are just fucking missed.
Yeah.
Because they're being shot. Their heads are
they're all dead.
Shot off.
So this little girl's like, oh my God, look at her. So all these little girls come to look and they're like, wow, look at that. She's so good. And
so then, Shooting Star, real quick, I just wanted to point out, Shooting Star is a part of a group called the Rain. Rangers, and they're like a random
Cowboys.
Superhero troop in Texas that Captain America's fucked around with before. I think Captain America has swung it with her at some point.
Probably. They wear the same clothes.
Yeah.
So, and of course she does that like typical, like, I've got six shooters, so I'm going to swing them around on my fingers.
Yeah.
Not practicing safe trigger.
Nah.
At all. So all of a sudden, of course, we've got some dude whose name is Black Billy or something.
Well, so she's being watched by a bunch of kids, by a guy who brought a bunch of girls.
Yeah, it's like...
Or no, it's not girls, it's a bunch of guys.
But they are a bunch of girls, actually, later on.
Yeah, well, mostly girls, but
it's,
then...
But it's all girls later on.
Yeah. There's boys here in this group. It's like a teacher who just brought... Yeah. Like a, it's like a summer camp or some
and
shit.
And he's like, wow, I brought you to see the carnies. And so they're all watching. They're like, it's so great. And she's like, yeah, make sure you're unsafe with your guns, kids. And she like swings them around and kills a bunch of children. But then this one guy shows up. His name's what? Black Billy?
Black Billy with a beautiful perm.
Oh, he does.
Look at that red... Look at that ginger perm.
Look at that.
That is a blowout.
That is... When old women go to the beauty salon once a week and they get their hair curled and then they brush it down and then they have that like rippling helmet of hair.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Hot shit. Yes, you nailed it.
Yep,
because I was
exactly
just going to say, I've seen this many a times. On old women in church.
Yes.
And they get their hair done at whatever whatever place
it
is.
They go once a week to the beauty salon and they get their hair done.
And they get their hair did. Yep. And this is like Biff Tannen, but for... old women.
Yeah, so this is
because he's got like a crew. He's got like an Asian guy with a knife, or whatever, Hispanic guy with a knife. He's got like a guy with wide glasses. He's got a guy with long hair. He's got a bald dude.
He's got a crew.
He's got a crew. So Black Billy's like, yeah, you're not even be that good against a man.
Yeah,
blah,
he's
blah,
like,
blah. And so he starts shooting things. And so, but
it upsets me that. It's just dumb that you would assume that a woman can't be as good with a gun. You're not asking her to like it's looking with your eyes, aiming and pulling a trigger.
Yeah, if you have good eyesight.
Why would you if you have good eyesight and you can hold a gun steady, why would you think a woman would be shitty at that?
Yeah.
We don't have different eyes. It's just fucking ridiculous. It just makes me mad. Anyway.
So this guy's like, why don't you try your luck in a shooting contest, or maybe you're afraid I'll show you up later, girls? And he was like, because he's like, oh, you wouldn't stand a chance against a man. And these girls are like, he wasn't right, Mrs. Star? And
girls do anything?
Girls can do as good as boys, can't they?
Yes. The answer is just yes. That guy's a misogynist. Continue shooting all the people at this place your unsafe guns.
Yeah, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking
idiot. That guy's literally the dumbest person I've ever seen.
Just get used to those girls. They're everywhere. And then she just keeps shooting.
Look, that guy has a woman's perm.
He has
Don't take him seriously. Did you see the people he's with?
He has old lady hair.
He has old lady hair.
Feel bad for him.
Feel bad for him. Feel bad that he decided to get his hair done at
an
old woman's salon. That was a choice.
That was a choice.
So he's so they're out there doing some shooting.
And so she shows up to shoot, and he's like, oh, I'm going to win. She's like, whatever.
Well, they do, yeah. Well, no, he tries to go up to shoot in this contest, and this Carnegie is like, hold on there, little lady. We usually don't allow women in this cure contest. Wait, what?
Our vaginas mess everything up. It's just a mess. Everywhere we go.
I do. This is funny too.
Vagina! That's how I go through life. I wish you could have seen that because it was actually an action.
It was an act out.
If
it was a live show, you get an applause break.
Right? That would be great.
I do like this picture here, this drawing here, because it kind of I feel like feels how I feel reading this, because she walks up, it's just her standing there, and she's like, not so fast, Top Gun, I'd like to take you up on your earlier offer. But she's standing there with her hand on her guns, but she's not like
looking at
anybody. She's just looking down to the ground, really sad.
She just looks really upset. She is really upset because, you know what, this is probably the 19th guy who's challenged her today.
She's probably like, Jesus Christ.
There's some dick swinger who just can't stomach the idea that a woman would be good at anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, I gotta challenge you. And she's like, God damn it.
So
all I want to do is come to this carnival and accidentally kill some carnies. I just don't know why that's so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens is they decide to throw a bunch of quarters in the air and shoot them out.
They look like wooden discs.
They have to be wooden discs because they're gigantic quarters.
And he's supposed to shoot them all. And she's like, haha. And she shoots them all first.
Yeah.
And he gets really upset.
And he's like, oh, man.
So he's like,
a ding dang dude.
I'm really upset. The way I'm going to make myself feel better is to steal a bus full of children.
Yeah.
All the girl children. So I'm going to like Boko Haram this shit.
Wait, what?
That's the terrorist group that kidnapped all those girls in like Ethiopia or Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
Or yeah, the kid. So that's what he's doing. I mean,
yeah, he literally just
take all their girls.
He goes, the children. They took the children. That Black Billy is real mad about you shooting. He took his whole bus full of girls.
Yeah, and she. So of course she has a horse, and she's like, "Oh, I better get on my horse
because I am Texas lady."
She rides to. I'm assuming what is a movie set.
She rides to. Okay, so for Buffalo people,
she rides to the OK Corral.
She rides to Fantasy Island. This is basic.
A thing?
Oh, yeah. So Fantasy Island, not all, in addition to also being known as a place where people die on rides, was also known for its hourly Wild West show of a sheriff and a criminal shooting each other.
Showdown.
With showdown of cap guns, and you would watch it from a place, and they would fall, the guy would fall off the building into some rocks or whatever, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, look at that guy. He's got, the sheriff. Hey, sheriff. And you get like a star and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He rides to that thing.
That's where she goes.
She rides to a movie set.
So she goes to the OK Corral, basically. And she's like, so she shows up and it's basically like, da-da-da-da, wah-wah-wah. Because there's nobody there except for one. Everybody's got their guns. There's nobody in town. She rides down Main Street. And so she shows up and there's one guy like, hey, hi, how you doing? And she's like, why is that guy there? Oh, he's a decoy. She turns around, she shoots a dude wearing a very nice vest.
Well, this guy's just sitting here just like, I'm going to shoot a horse. Because he goes, I think I'll start with that horse of hers.
This guy's really excited to shoot a horse. But she sees through it and she starts shooting. So she shoots him.
She's not killing. Well, first of all, okay, she's
by the way, they're stun bullets.
Yeah, she's using.
So it's like beanbags, I'm assuming.
I guess.
She's sort of stunned.
I don't see her actually shooting anybody, but she's shooting the guns out of their hands.
Right. Well, it says later, like, oh, my stun
paralysis
bullets,
pellets.
Paralysis pellets will put them out of work for a while.
I guess so.
So she just starts shooting. They push a kid at her. She's, obviously good at this. So she stops and shoots the other guy. She shoots another guy because she sees the reflection of his glasses. So she shoots him through a window.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she just kills him.
It's basically everybody. Like the game Gunsmoke. Gun.smoke for NES, which is an awesome game.
Yeah. So finally, she's like, all right, where's Billy? And Billy's like, haha, here I am, but I have an actual child. And I have a gun on this child.
Drop the guns or you get it. He's like, all right, fine. She drops the guns. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to shoot her anyway.
Yeah. So she grabs the spur off of her boot and like throws it at his hand and he drops the gun. And then he's like, ugh.
And then for some reason, his hair turns into Pat Benatar's.
Yeah.
Because his hair all of a sudden, his perm got all icky.
He's going to go shimmy away a pimp.
Yes. He's even got some nice. Earrings.
Yes, they are. He's going for the old lady aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
This is his thing. Like, if this were, he could be cast on the Golden Girls.
Oh, as a criminal thug number three.
That, no, I was just gonna
that tries to take Sophia's purse, and she's like, "I'll beat you like we did in Sicily."
Yeah, yeah. And be
oh man, and he's like, "Man, that old lady's got a great left hook."
Yeah.
I just wrote an episode of Golden Girls.
Yeah, they meet at the beauty salon, and then he starts stealing things, and Sophia beats him down.
I like it.
That's the best episode.
Oh, man. That's how it starts. And then the rest of the episodes are there. Man,
it's just normal.
I just pitched it.
Yeah.
Send me back to 1987.
And they're like, and then they're going to eat cheesecake. And then
yeah. Cheesecake.
So
this issue does not end with the cheesecake.
No, this issue ends. So, like, she's already humiliated this guy. Then she throws the spur at him, knocks it, and she's like, "By the way, I hit everything I aim at, even if it's not with a gun. Not bad for a female, huh?" And then she, like, drives the kids away.
She drives the bus. So she learns how to drive the
bus. But I'm assuming she ties her horse to the back.
No, the horse is following her, I think.
I'm hoping it's not tied to the back because it's just going to die.
No, that would be an awful. So they're driving.
Like, that's horrible. But he just, like, gives up. He's like, "Oh, I guess it's okay."
Yeah, I don't know,
like,
what happens to him.
Like, you just stole children because she shot a bunch of shit. She just shot all your men, and you're just going to be like, "I guess we're even."
All right. I got to get my hair permed again.
The best woman won. Bye.
The best way. And I, you know, as you may know, I am a woman with my haircut.
Well, I mean, you know, as RuPaul says, gentlemen, start your engines and may the best woman win.
Yes.
Yes. So it's
Is this an episode of Drag Race?
Yeah, this is the worst episode of Drag Race.
The worst episode of Drag Race. Is this a sketch they would write on Drag Race?
Actually, yes, except it would have a lot more double entendres. It'd be more. It would be this shitty. Yes. So she just, like, drives away with all the kids.
Right, she drives away.
Into the sunset.
She drives away in the bus with all the kids. The horse follows her, and they're singing Cyndi Lauper.
Yep, girls just want to have fun.
They're singing. So not only is she's hipster as fuck.
Right?
Because not only has she got, like, the 1918 or the 1880s aesthetic,
mm-hmm.
but she is singing 80s retro tunes.
Yeah.
She has tastes across all generations.
She really does.
And she knows how to shoot.
Yeah, and apparently she fucks Captain America.
And apparently,
Every
once in a while, Captain America rolls in. He's like, "Hey, can I borrow that shirt?" She's actually dressed like kind of like a hot Captain America cowboy.
This is a Halloween costume.
It is.
It's like when you're like, "I want to be a superhero," and they're like, "A sexy superhero?" And like, no, just like an actual one. They're like, "A sexy one?"
Oh, this dumb book. Look what you've done to us.
Right? So I'm assuming there's no story after this. I mean, unless Perm Man comes back.
Oh, we don't get to find out anything about what happens to how she learned how to drive a bus.
I mean, I'm assuming driving a bus is pretty easy.
I guess. I don't know. I'd be intimidated.
Well, I mean, she's in the middle of nowhere.
That's true. She has to figure it out.
She can have all
But how is this? But she shot the gun out of this guy's hands, or she just hit him with a spur. And he's like, "Ow, my hand." But what's to stop him from shooting out the tires and shooting her horse? Because that one guy really wanted to shoot her horse.
She just knocked the gun down, and he uses live ammo. He's not using paralysis pellets.
No.
He doesn't pick that gun back up and start shooting her. He's just like, "You win."
Or somebody else doesn't come and shoot her.
Right. He's got, like, all these men, and they're just like, "Well, I guess you're
going to..." This should have ended way horribly.
Yeah, everybody should be dead.
Yeah.
This should have been a bloodbath.
Yeah. Yes.
But it wasn't. Nope. It was just like
wholesome story.
I guess you win. Bye.
Women can do things.
Women got to stick together.
Women do got to stick together.
Yeah.
And sing Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
So that's it for Marvel Comics Presents from 1990.
From a month.
Marvel Comics Presents number 45 from 1990. So you look up that month and you tell me where it's from. I could probably find it. I just didn't. I assumed it would be in here. I assume to be written right here.
You think it would be.
You think it would, and it's not.
Nope.
What a waste.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean, S-H-A-W-N, that's how you spell Sean, and you could check me out there.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, you can email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review. Leave us five stars if you think we deserve it. We would really appreciate that. That's how we keep going here. People keep seeing the show. When you rate and review and you click on those links and you subscribe and you tell friends,
mm-hmm.
it's very important to the health of the show. So we would really appreciate that. And again, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.